Okay, first of all, Baruch Hashem, we have a nice crowd. We hope you all continue coming. This is in honor of tonight's shiur. We have the parashas for Hanukkah. Baruch Hashem, we're next week, since Kenny made the joke, I think next week Kenny's actually sponsoring a mesiba. We're going to have it downstairs. It's not that bad. You'll have laptop latkes, right? So just make sure Monday night you have latkes. Next week, maybe we'll do something downstairs instead. Have a little bit different type of shiur for Hanukkah. Potato kugel's fine, and not a threat. Cholot maybe from Shabbos is fine. Okay, tonight we're going to be doing what's actually somewhat of a controversial topic. Because, you know, we like to get a little controversial. What is that? There's one way of spelling it without the, yeah. I didn't spell it wrong. I just think the pasuk put them up. Okay, so for tonight's shiur, I said somewhat controversial because we're going to be discussing the different types of lighting. We all know that we light in our house, but we're going to discuss the famous Lubavitch lighting, which they do with the bracha, at least the one that I've seen. If you've ever been to, I was zeicha in my life to go to City Hall. They have a lighting there where the mayor was there, Mayor Koch at that time. They lit with the bracha, it was a big cover, the who lit. And this year, I have a yichus. My brother-in-law is going to visit the president. They have a lighting there. I'm not sure what the shadow is at the bracha. So all these different things. What's can you make a bracha? We know Hanukkah to be a day where we say the bracha. We do it at home. The only marker which we're going to see is, as we know, in the shul, we say a bracha. So that's really what we're going to discuss tonight. And obviously, there's a lot of ramifications. One of those ramifications being also the famous, people go to bar mitzvahs, always there's a bar mitzvah, a wedding. A lot of times you have candle lighting there. Are you yotze in any way? Can you eat? All these different things.
Are you talking about both brachas?
Oh, that's a good question. All three brachas this year. Okay, all three brachas.
Somebody who is not the head of the household to light.
Right. That's a good point. We'll discuss that. Katan maybe. Maybe a woman should light. But we'll see different things. So I'll start off, of course, with a story, which I should really leave in the middle, but I have to start with it because how can you not start with a story? This is a great story. So, my former days as a procurement officer in the Ministry of Defense of Israel, I was amongst 300 beautiful Israeli people. Unfortunately, not many of them were from the frum descent. As we say, they weren't frum yet. Unfortunately, a lot of them were not, as we call, chozer b'tshuva, but they were what we called chozer b'she'ela. They asked questions, and they a lot of them knew, as we'll see from the story. So basically what happened was is that there was a Hanukkah party. Baruch Hashem wasn't a holiday party. Definitely was a Hanukkah party. It was all Jewish people. And there, so they also had a Hanukkah lighting. So there, it wasn't such a problem because out of the, there was for more of the people, Ministry of Tourism, well, so I wasn't going to be asked. But in my division, I worked for the army. So in my division, they called me, this is a time way before I had smicha, I was called the Rabbi. I was the only one with a yarmulke, so I was the one, I was the place of kador for the army in this little kibbutzah. The first night of Hanukkah, they wanted to do this grand thing where they wanted to have basically some sort of mesiba where they wanted to light, they wanted to have a lachayim, they wanted to have donuts, so and so forth, kiyadua, Jewish people, we have their food, okay. The problem was is that the head, the director of the mission, wanted me to call the rabbi. Of course, who's going to light? I should light. And so he had talked to me about it before. He was like, we're playing it up, this whole thing. So what am I going to do? So it happened to be, though, the only thing I had going for me, or not going for me, I guess, as my wife would say, I was single then. So maybe that would be some sort of a heter. Baruch Hashem, though, as we'll see later on, why I did not make the bracha, Baruch Hashem, it was for two very, very specific reasons, which is a big problem, I was zeicha not to make the bracha. Now, reason number one is that after they lit, they decided that the place where it was not the best place for it, and they wanted to put it closer to the window so people should see. We see hadlokos and mitzvah. If you pick it up and move it to another place, it's a problem. And number two, they used the menorah as the famous, I call it the menorah birthday. The menorah birthday is, is that you light the candles and then you blow them out. And that's what they did. They had it in the candle, it was there, they made the l'chaim, and then they went up to the candles and they blew them out. So it would have been a big problem, he said, bracha. So then we'll see where this all comes from. So really what the makor of this is that nobody's going to say that lighting, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to use the Lubavitch name, but Lubavitch, I'm assuming, doesn't even say that I'm going to be yotzei with this lighting and I don't have to go home later. If I'm a frum person, and I'm walking by, I forgot where it is, whatever it is, 56th Street, whatever it is, and I'm walking by there and I see them and I go, I come home and go, honey, I don't have to light, I was yotzei over there. Nobody says that. That's not what they're trying to do. What they're possibly trying to do is a halacha gepaskin in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah, of what we are going to be doing on Friday night and the whole week, lighting in the shul. Where does this come from? So let's see now Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph, going into Hilchas Chanukah, one very unique halacha. This is on page 278 in the source sheets. For those that don't have source sheets, that was on the tape. So 278. So if you look at the on the side, this is Beis Knesset. It's in Lamed Ted. It should be Yahweh. I know you know by heart. I'm saying Yahweh. Okay, so it says like this. Ubeis Knesset Minicho. Does everybody see where it is? Ubeis Knesset Minicho Bekosel Darom. So it quotes a minhag to light in the Bekosel Darom, which we'll see why. Obed Darom HaMenorah Kimisadim Mizrach. There's a big machlokes where exactly it should be. Umelikim Umevarchim Ubeis Knesset Mishum Pesumi Nisa. Right. Very important point. You don't just light. You light and you make a bracha. Hagah. Maybe this is just a svardim. The Ramah. The Ein Adam Yotzim B'Neiros Shel Beis Knesset V'Sarach Lichzor L'Hadlik V'Beiso. Very important point. Don't think you're such a firm person. You're going to light and then you're going to go home and go hunting. There's no presents tonight because I lit in shul. I was Yotzi with shul. Don't worry about it. V'Noagim L'Hadlik V'Beis Knesset Ben Mincha U'Lemarif. And so we're Noeg differently, which we'll see, even in our shuls. And in the Mela, this is what the Ramah was talking about too. In our shuls, whereas we know we generally light by Tesa Kochavim this year about 5:20. So even though Mincha Ma'ariv, so you have Mincha at Chveis 4:15, they finish at 4:30 and then they light. So how can they light? Or maybe they learn a little bit, but still the 4:45. It's still not 5:20. No, that's when you light. And we'll see. There's a real nafkamina of why that's done, and you don't have it on the next sheet. But it says V'nei Shogim Mahalik Be'erev Shabbos Kodem Mincha. We'll see the Indian by when you light why that would be Kodem Ra'achri Mincha. Because of Kabbalah Shabbos, the im rotzim lemahar l'stalel achar shavirech hashliach tziv lahadlik achar miyem yicholin hashamish lahadlik. So funny, he just discusses different inyanim. But what we see is that the halacha is that we light. Not only do we light in the shul, but we light with a bracha in the shul. Why? So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah, very interesting enough, doesn't give us such too many reasons here of what's going on. But he says, in Tivkatan Lamates, Mesa Knesset, O Beis Medrash, this is an important halacha too, which we do in our own shul. If we were to have Mincha Ma'ariv as we used to when we were smaller shul on Sundays in the Beis Medrash, obviously there's no difference. But it's not so obvious when we're talking about a yeshiva. A yeshiva, so the question is a yeshiva similar to a shul? Why would I say that? Because, if you don't mind, if you could look on the right side in the Vir Halacha, again, I want to understand what the reason is. Uveit Knesset Minichel Bekosel Darom. Again, in the Vir Halacha. So he said, Zehu Afilu Lizman HaGemara, Shehayu Madlikim Bechutz Al Pesach HaBayit. So, one of the reasons, I don't want to give it away, but one of the reasons that he's basically quoting is the following thing. The Rabbi mentioned this on Sunday. Nowadays, Litzarenu, we are not really Makayim, I'm sorry to say, but we're not Makayim the mitzvah properly of Hanukkah's Chanukah. Meaning, it used to be, as Baruch Hashem, they do in Eretz Yisrael, they light outside. They light outside. That's the Ikar Pesumi Nisa, it's very weird to see. So, as we're told, this is a Mefarash Halacha that we paskin, we don't do it because of the, we're afraid of the Goyim, we'll see the exact Lashon, what exactly we're afraid of. So Rabbi Neuberger even pointed out, which is a very important point, that even in our day, it would seem to be that even a person, and there are some neighborhoods, even within our community, there are people who light outside, who want to be Makayim as Mitzvah, there's certainly one to be Somachon, but it seems to be that that's not the accepted minhag anymore, even though we're not afraid that Goyim are going to come and ransack our homes, So first of all, the reason could be very simple. We're not afraid of them killing us. We're afraid of them going to the menorah and blowing it out. Right? If they play menorah birthday candles, you got a problem. Because even though you've lit, you're not mekayem the mitzvah unless the lights for a half hour. That's reason number one. So therefore, because we nowadays aren't able to be mekayem pursuing nisa properly, meaning, what do we do today? So we light, so the Ramah tells us that we should light in our homes on the shulchan. So because the Ramah wasn't so clear of this modern day minhag, so we light closer to the window. But really the ikkar is for the house, the people in the house to see. So much so that Rabbi Neuberger Popkins, that when a person lights candles, so the question is, right, this is always, we always used to joke with Mike when we would go, if this is maybe even considered pursuing Nisa, we could discuss this too. So you go all around, so to be PC nowadays, you have to have an electric menorah. You can have the biggest krachnach tree, but you have to have a menorah. So the question is, where do they light? Is it on the right or on the left, right? So, right, we used to go to the streets, you know who's a frum owner, who somebody came in and said, no, you have to light on the right side. But Rabbi Neuberger says, that when the people are looking on the outside, he doesn't think they should be looking in from the right. Meaning in your house, it should be the right way. Meaning it should be on the right side. Because really, pursuing Nisa nowadays is for the people in the house. And if people outside see, okay, Yishkayach. Meaning we're not, you can go down different streets here and you can see the menorahs and the person's Mekayim pursuing Nisa. You don't have to knock on the door and say to them, I just got you a mitzvah, can I have $5? But still, the Indian is really for the house. So he says like this. And that's why we lighted. Right? So this is done with Zecher L'Mikdash. So this is one of the reasons why. This is a very, very important reason, which we're going to discuss. One of the reasons that's quoted in the Bir Halacha is L'Zecher L'Mikdash. This is intrinsically different than saying the reason is because of Pesumei Nisa. If the reason is because I want everybody to see that this is a great miracle, so then you should do it any time that you can. And then what Lubavitch Chatzum is a great, great idea, and you should make a bracha on it, Pesumei Nisa. Again, the person's going to go to his house that's, you know, on Eastern Parkway, 772, right, doesn't live in 770, so he lives in 772, and he's in a little apartment somewhere, and he's going to light, and him and his wife are going to see. That's Pesumei Nisa, okay, you're Mekayem Pesumei Nisa, but what better Pesumei Nisa to light? If the reason is because of what? Because of Zecher L'Mikdash, you can't tell me that on 59th Street, the menorah that they're lighting is Zecher L'Mikdash. Well, what's going on there? It's not a shul. So that's an important point. So in order to see this, if you turn over to the other side, which is our Makorim, and I apologize for doing this a bit in haste, I forgot to write down where everything is here. I apologize, but we'll see. So this is the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef on our Siman probably gives the most of the reasons. And I think here he gives three reasons, really. And let's see what he says. Umashikasov, Shamanicha Merkan. Because the Torah quotes this minog as well. Nira, Shizikul Kain, Mifnei, Ha'achroinim, She'ein Lahem, Ha'orchem, thank you, Ha'orchem, She'ein Lahem, Bayis Lahazak Bo, the Kamo Shetiknu, Kiddush Beis Knesset Mishum Orchim. So that's what Kenny had mentioned before. It's Achol B'Shosuk Beis Knishta. Just like the Gemara in Pesachim tells us that we make Kiddush on Friday night in Shul, because just in case there are Orchim in Shul, they could be Yosef with that Kiddush. So too, that's why we light Hanukkah candles. What's the problem with that? What's the bigger problem with that? What do we do in our Shul on Friday night? Why? Right. So this is a problem. Because what do we do nowadays? There are many, many shuls in this Midgar Yisrael, at least Midgar Yerushalayim, they don't make Kiddush at all. So we don't make Kiddush nowadays. Why? Because we say there's no Orchim in our shul, right? We know everybody's going to make Kiddush at home. We know there used to be, in the times of the Gemara certainly, there used to be apartments. And that's the way it works. And if you go in places, I remember visiting Brazil.
No.
What I'm saying is, no, I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is that obviously many shuls do it because it's an established minhag. It's very difficult to say that the shul should change their minhag because, so apparently the way that it goes.
We can't know for sure. I mean, we mostly know, but you can't know for sure.
Right, the only problem is that the kiddush doesn't really help, though. First of all, it's a very weird kiddush. but generally they do in shuls that I see at least. The person who davens makes kiddush and they give it to a kohen to drink.
And they also don't
so who's yotze? Right. So yom shishi, you can say it's in a daven. And if he's really going to be yotze, so he has to eat the meal, right? We say kiddush from welcome suda. So it's really difficult to say. Unless we're going to say, which people say this, and this is the important point here, why are we doing it? Presuming nisa, zechel amikdash, that idea of we're making kiddush as a statement of making kiddush. Nobody's yotze with this kiddush. Nobody thinks that you're going to be yotze, just like in shul. You're not yotze with it. So as far as him, it's Shabbos, this is what we do on Shabbos. So too, I mean, obviously the nafkamina is that we don't just do it on Shabbos, we do it on Yontif. So the shuls that don't do it, so they have reasons not to do it. It's not practical anymore, fine. But my point is, in this first reason, this is not the only reason, in the first reason, maybe it's not such a good reason, because as we know, there are shuls that don't do it anymore, and we know that there aren't Orshim, right? I was saying before, so I visited a new shul in Brazil, where they actually, I don't know if they had did it anymore, I would have saved me a lot of money, they have apartments in the shuls that they used to have. That's the way it used to be. People used to live in the shuls for security reasons, for many other reasons. When there was no Eruv, this is where everything took place. There was a bunch of apartments. The Shamash had an apartment, this one had an apartment, that one had an apartment. We don't have that anymore.
A lot of shuls in Manhattan also do it for that reason, because people just end up coming in who aren't really...
Right, so the question is going to be like this. The question is that inevitably, in almost every shul, there's always going to be your one person... Right? Not in every shul, but in many shuls, you're going to have one person who comes in to say, a typical example, you go now, especially now, with, you know, Nebuch, you have a lot of people who say Kaddish. So they're not going to go home and they're going to light. Or they're going to go home and they're going to light with a menorah that might not be mutter. Okay, an electric menorah, which we can discuss next week if we want. And they might do whatever it is, for whatever the reason. They're not going to light, they do this type of light, that type of lighting. So maybe we can say that they can be Yotze. So maybe this is a good reason, that if the reason is to be Yotze, then maybe it's a good reason. Now, this reason helps us out a lot, because if that's the reason, then your Lubavitch menorah is beautiful. Because what's Lubavitch doing? It's unbelievable. They're taking people who are not from yet, these hundreds and hundreds of people that come to these lightings. They had a number of years ago, I still have the tape, whatever it was, the Rebbe's, whatever it was, I don't remember. And they did a whole thing where they had lightings from all over the world. Lubavitch was the only Hasidic organization who really used the TV for its proper purposes, right? We say that that's the reason why everything was created. Everything was created for, right? Look on the internet now. Baruch Hashem, you could, a guy in, you know, people that use the Rebbe Rebbe and people that go to Or Sameach, they ask these shaylos, it's unbelievable, right? Rabbi Becher, who is one of the Rabbeim who's on this Or Sameach, so he said, he got a shaylos, he says, listen, I've been reading the Or Sameach website, I decided I want my son to have a mila. Can you please send me instructions? Right, they got a shaila like that. Right, another guy says, I realize I'm not eating kosher food, can you please send me instructions how to slaughter my animal properly? So these are shailas nowadays. That's why the internet was created. So, why was the TV created? The TV was created for Lubavitch, for them to...
Chabad telephone.
Right, the Chabad telephone, right. You have the Chabad telephone. So this is a beautiful thing. So they went around the entire world, and, they went around the entire world, and they had every single place. The Eiffel Tower, they had this big thing in the Eiffel Tower. There were literally hundreds, if not thousands of people. They went to Hong Kong, they went to Israel. They had all these lightings. And you're going to tell me in France, you're going to have all these Jews. They're not all lighting. So maybe they could be Yotze with that. Look what Lubavitch is doing. It's unbelievable that these people who are not going to go home and make the bracha, that they're going to be Yotze properly, are we going to say that this is okay? So that's reason number one. Reason number two. The Chen Kosov, HaKolbo, the Kolbo says as follows. The Kosov, O Tam Akash, who, Kedei Lefarsim Es Hanes, Mipnei Kol Ha'am, Lesadeh HaBrachos. So the question is, what is Lesadeh HaBrachos? The Kolbo actually continues, and he says it's also for people to know what is said tonight, to explain to them what the Brachos are. So we're showing them. So maybe that would be the reason also, maybe for Kiddush on Friday night. This is what we say. So when you go home, you say, you know what? It was, I didn't realize, Yachna Haz, tonight we have to do Havdalah, we have to do Neirus, we have to do Havdalah. So maybe that's one of the reasons to explain to people that. But of course, you know, maybe you're not. No, Yosef Sheshba, Prisam Godel, Hashem Yisparech, Likidu Shemo, Kishamar Chavos. So this definitely sounds like a reason that has to do with Pursuming Nisa, except then why does he give the next reason? The next reason is also, which we'll see inside, Vizel Lashon HaRivash. The Ravash says in his tshuva, "Kiminik hazeh lahadlik v'beis hakneses, minik v'tikon hu mishum pursuing nisa, kevan she'ein anu yicholim l'kaim hamitzvah k'tikono lahadlik kol echad b'pesach b'yamino b'chutz mibnei sheyad ha'umos tekifah." Right? That because whatever the reason, what yad ha'umos mean, that the goyim hand is upon us, and therefore we don't want to light outside. And we mubarak him al zeh, kamosh mubarak him al halal d'rosh chodesh. Just like we would say halal d'rosh chodesh, even though it's a minug, even though it's half halal, we make a brach on it. So therefore, so too here, you're allowed to make a brach on a minug. So it's a minug, so you can make a brach on a minug. Av sheino el a minug, mikol makom, you're allowed to make a bracha. Right? So I think it's funny from all people that the Beis Yosef said this. Why? Why? Because the Beis Yosef himself, in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, said, by the way, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, us Sfardim, we don't make a bracha, because it's a minhag. So, right, this is it. So Ravad Yosef discusses this in the Tshuva, he says, don't worry about it. It shows you how chumer this minhag is. It's such a strong minhag that you're allowed to make a bracha on it. Hadlakas neighbor. So we see at least three, at least two, maybe three reasons. And then the fourth reason, which you saw in the Bir Halacha, which is quoted as well, in the Sefer Eshkol, in the Sefer Amanik, the Kolbach quotes this as well. The Ramban seems to allude to this as well. If you look in Parshas Baalotcha, that Zechor LeMikdash, that certainly, why are we lighting Chanukah candles, right? Even in our home, one of the reasons of Zechor LeMikdash, that our menorah that we have at home doesn't look like this menorah over here, it doesn't look like that menorah. Maybe we'll discuss another year the problem without having a menorah look like a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, if it's mutter. But, it does have eight. Oh, I'm sorry, right. But that's eight. I didn't look at it well. You had to put your glasses up. Right, right, we would never allow it. Right. So this is we should. So this is a menorah. Very interesting.
But then you can't have your shear.
So this is a menorah that, it's very interesting. You see what happens though. It's unbelievable. I don't know if you people know. On Friday night, it's gonna light, one of them is gonna light up. And then it's very
nice.
Yeah, which side? Which side of I was going to start with the ace, right? Fine. So I'm sorry. You're right. Baruch Hashem, this is perfect. So we don't have the. It's not really, but really, Zechor LeMikdash is one of the reasons we light. So certainly in shul, and most of my raya ain't right. The double bezet. Where do we light it? We don't say you light it in the middle so everybody sees it. We have a whole machlokas where it should be lit. Should be lit over there on the south side. How is it lit in the base? As the rabbi discussed, and people thought it was comical, but when we had the whole thing with the parochas and the Asian, where is it coming from, and so on and so forth, is it what you look at, or who is what the artist was looking at, the way, that's what the whole machlokas is. It goes over there, because that's the way they lit it. Does it go from right to left to right, whole thing? Zechor LeMikdash. Ain't Zechor LeMikdash goes to Zeh. Look at the Lashon of the Taz. The Taz says, it's not written here, I just wrote it down in here, he says, he quotes the Rush in Bava Metzia. Unfortunately, the Rush in Bava Metzia, not the Russian Bava Metzia. If you look in the Russian Bava Metzia, it's not there. But okay, fine. The Taz is good enough too. The Taz says, "Roy lahadlik mevei takneses makom mikdash mat aydei shemen." As we do aydei shemen. 1 second. Dug mahanes for base of mikdash shahaya aydei shemen. The nes of the base of mikdash that we did was aydei shemen, and therefore that's why it's done. Therefore, it's quoted. I don't know yet what we're up to as far as books, but I don't know if I quoted this as my favorite saver yet. Unbelievable, fascinating sefer, Piskei Tshuvos. Piskei Tshuvos was written by Rabbi Rabinowitz. He's Bnei Brak, and what he does basically is he takes the Shulchan Aruch Mishabru. Unfortunately, doesn't what we're learning now until we get a little bit further. So he doesn't have what we're learning in Or HaChaim. So he doesn't have it. It's Or HaChaim too, but he doesn't have on Hilchos Berachos HaShachar. But fine, still good to sefer. So he quotes and he basically says, this is what the Shulchan Aruch says, and he explains it, and then he says, this is what. So the Piskei Tshuvos discusses is that that's why, according to this Taz, that's why shuls more than anybody else should use oil. Right? So, I don't know what our shul does, even though I know what our shul does. But whatever our shul does, obviously you could be saying it, but oil in a shul is even better, because that's really what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah was with oil, and it's a shul. Fine.
I have a question.
Please.
You said something about Pesumayisa.
Yes.
Isn't there a chiyuv on meat being
Yeah.
So then, how am I Mekayim for Suma Yitzhak just done in the shul? Whoever lights it is Mekayim for Suma Yitzhak, but not, meaning...
No, so there's a mitzvah, there's a...
A general plot.
There's a cheft and a gavra, right? Uh-huh. Right, yeah, it's a good point. And that's, I think, what you pointed out before about the brachos, right? So we have three brachos here. Let's say three brachos Friday night. So the bracha, l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah. L'hadlik ner shel Chanukah is definitely a mitzvah on the gavra to light the menorah. Then you have a mitzvah, she'asa nisim lavaseinu. What is she'asa nisim lavaseinu? That's Pesumei Nisa. So what's the question? The famous question is, what happens? You're going on a business trip, you don't have a menorah, and you're so upset, you're not going to light the menorah, and all of a sudden, your cab is driving and you see a Jewish home and there's a beautiful menorah of doylek, you right, you make a bracha. That's presuming nisa. So the presuming nisa is really not just on the gav, it's on the chefsa that there's presuming nisa. So therefore, to make it in the shul, maybe is an inyan of presuming nisa. The question is, how far are we going to extend presuming nisa? Are we going to extend it to, not just the shul, but to a base of medrash? Not just to a shul, but to a party? Not just, meaning, if you think about the shul, right? So, Baruch Hashem, Friday night, there's going to be a lot of people here. But you have between a mincha ma'ariv and any shul, at a 4:15 mincha ma'ariv in a shul, so how many people do you have? Then you have a bar mitzvah, where you have 500 people. A chbeis, you have a satmar wedding, where you have 25,000 people. You shouldn't light the menorah there. Ain't presuming nisa go to the zeh. The question is, what is the reason that we light in shul? Again, I think that is very important to understand. If the reason is eichel hamikdash, then you can't light anywhere but the shul. Beis medrash probably as well. You would be able to light. If the reason is to be yotzi acherim, maybe also that would be a reason. If the reason is presume nisa, because so maybe also there would be a reason to. So let's get involved in some of the tshuvas that discuss this. The first tshuva is actually a footnote that Rav Avadi Yosef discusses in the tshuvas Yichav Adas, and he says as follows. So he quotes in a little bit more detail our Rivash that we said before. This is in the one that's after the first one I read. I'm sorry, I didn't write it down. Hey, Emes, she'adayin yesh makom lidon b'tam zeh, lefi ma she'kosef ha'rivash b'tshuvasa. She'haminag, she'nagu l'varach l'halik neiros beit ha'knesses. Hayim ishim b'shumi nisha, kei v'shein anin yecholim. This is exactly what we read. L'chaim ha'miswa, t'tikuna. Right. This is what we read. So this was the Shiloh. The Shiloh was, in general, this happened to be a totally different child, as I said. It was about how b'churei yeshiva, how a bachur in yeshiva has to act for certain things. For example, you have a bachur yeshiva who goes to the Panovich yeshiva, and he's a svardi, right? And he's a svardi. So is he actually going to go into shul and do his svardish minhugs? For example, the svardim on Tanis, they don't wear tefillin for shacharis. So he's going to go minchin to the Panovich yeshiva, which is the Lithuanian yeshiva, and he's going to put tefillin on. Everybody's going to come up and go, hey, buddy, just woke up? Huh? So he discusses, obviously, Rav Avadia Yosef being a svardi, he discusses what a person should do. So he discusses, this. The shiloh really is then, he discusses, as a footnote, what does a bachur yeshiva do? This is a famous shiloh in YU. This is, you can go on hours and hours. In YU, it's a big problem. What's the problem? You're in YU, and you're living in the dorms. However, there's a fire regulation. And the our beautiful Bern security, the German security patrol, so they don't allow you to light anything, right? And there's raids that go on. You think they're looking for Saddam Hussein. They go in and they look. Is there a menorah? I smell smoke. And I mean, what can you do? This is what they do every year. They look, instead of this and that, they bring special. Okay. So, therefore, what do? So they light in the, it depends what where you are. So in, if you're in the, what they call the morgue, so if you're in the cool dormitory, according to them, not the cool dormitory. Okay, so you go, so they light there in the hallway. When you walk in, there's a hallway. So the question is, can you light in the hallway? How does that help? Should you light in the lunchroom? Should you light? So here's the following shiloh. You have a perfect thing. Now you have a yeshiva, so this is similar a little bit to YU, I guess, is that they light in the base medrash. In the base medrash in YU, they also have a dormitory that's not far away. So they light in the base medrash. So let's say I light. Right, I get the schus of lighting in the base medrash. So I light in the base medrash, I make a bracha. Should I go back to my room and light again? Maybe not. So this is what he's discussing here. So he says, okay, so he, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines. Lefizah, in the middle of the line, Lefizah, Yesh Lamar, Shegam Hadlaka, Be'ulam Beit HaMedrash, Eino Mu'ulas Lepater et Bechurei HaYeshiva, Mitzas Halakas Ner Chanukah, Shehadlaka Beit HaMedrash, so he quotes the base Yosef. So that's maybe one of the reasons. So maybe you should be able to. So then his final analysis, if you look at the where the paragraph breaks, The Sefer Hamichtam, which was a Rishon on Pesachim, says as follows: Nogim Harishonim Lahadlik Neiros Chanukah Beveis Knesset. Say the Farsim as the Neis. We make Kol Am Lesader Kol Brachos Lefneihem. We should make it with a bracha. The Gam Kedei Sheyotzu Yidei Chavasim Haroim She'ein Lahem Bayis Lavarach Sham. So here, an early Rishon who says that a person should not only lie. Why is he lying? Because you're being Yotze those that who live there. And it's a sukkah loses as well. If he's there, gam b'churei yeshiva shafer yotzeim v'hadvachas neres chanukah shebu'ulam beis medrash. So therefore they should be yotzeim. And he says that that's based on, so that would be the question whether. So he passes at the end actually that a b'chur yeshiva maybe should. This is a common problem. So the Pesukei Teshuvos discusses three different aces of what a person should do in yeshiva. So first of all, Rav Shechter discussed this before. So one of the things, first of all, is that most guys that are in YU are still, or even girls, they're still very much reliant on their parents, right? To get the credit cards. So the lesson is that they're still eating at their parents' table, right? I would always thank my parents after I had a date. Why? Because they would always pay for the date. So I would say thank you for taking me to Abigail this week. It was great, and. My father really can be yotzei in lighting. So Rav Shechter, I think, has said before, your father should light with a bracha. You can light in morgue if you could light it wherever you're lighting. Don't make a bracha. It's also another problem that there are so many lights there. There's hundreds of boys that light. Your presuming nisa is very minimal. So the Pesukei Teshuvos gives his own horrors. He says horror number one. What's the problem? One of the problems is that where is it preferable to light? So it's preferable to light in the place that you sleep, right? That's number one. And number two is the place that you eat. So therefore, right, this is what we say by halachas neiros, it's the same thing. So by halachas neiros, so really, this is a halacha, I think this is a pretty clear halacha, that if you're sleeping by someone's house for a bar mitzvah, where should you light? Should you light in the shul, you're going to be eating the meals, or should you light at home? You should light at the person's house that you're staying in. Even though you're going to be leaving and going to shul and you're going to come, that's what the halach is. So too by neiros chanukah. So let's say you can't. So you can definitely light in the shul. So here is the same thing if this is the place you eat. So the problem is that it's neither that or that. It's in the hallway. So he says you should eat a meal there. And that's in YU. You see the cool guys in YU, the dark guys, whatever you want to call them, right? They bring their sandwiches and they eat there. So that they could be mekayimus. Number two, he says, you shouldn't be yotze with this lighting, you don't make a bracha. And he says the best eitzah is as follows, right? The guy who doesn't know what's going on really, and he's going to be making the bracha, you go up to him and say, can I be mishate with you? Can I join you in the lighting, right? This famous halacha. And you give him a penny, or two pennies, whatever it is, and you say, can you please, I'll be yotze, and he makes the brachas for you, he lights for you, you don't make a bracha, you finish, and he says, this is the best eitzah, this is what you should be doing. So Rav Shechter, in a joking way, said this is mitzvah babi avera, because he's saying, you do it, and he goes, oh, there's a guy from the kollel, he's telling me to do it, it must be okay, but really it's not okay to do it, okay, whatever. So this is a common problem. So, what we certainly discussed is this inyan of what the shul is like. So, the other thing is, what's interesting is that not everybody is maskim, not everybody agrees that you make a bracha in shul. Right, we say you definitely make a bracha. Of course, everybody makes a bracha. So we can't go at night without quoting Rav Shturmbach, the Chuvus Hanagos. The Chuvus Hanagos says as follows in Siman Shin Lamin Hey. He says as follows: Lo bati chas v'shalom l'fak v'gal amina k'mina kol Yisrael l'hadlik bracha b'beis Knesset. Right, I'm not going to go against everybody likes in the beis Knesset. This is a davar yadua. V'chas v'shalom hari achrei minog Yisrael. Then he laughs me, but if you want to know what I do, Mikdakik, Lolabarach, right? I love how some chew was always written like this. I'm not going against what it says. I don't want to say anything differently, but by the way, I don't do that. Okay, that's a nice lotion to say. You know, as they said, where you see by some chewers, they say, the amazing chiddush that I'm going, Harav, Hamuflag, Maifil, Kolat, the whole thing, but I think he's 100% wrong. He didn't know what he was talking about, right? Shlita, da 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 da, right? But then, I don't know, he's like, so he says, similar, he says, even though this is the established minhag, just so if you ask me, I don't make a bracha. Nibnei, Shani Noe, right, so what does he say? What's his svar? His svar is, So first of all, this is Rav Moshe Sternbach. He happens to live in a very interesting town called Yerushalayim. So in Yerushalayim, everybody lights outside. So the Gemara says the reason, one of the reasons why we don't light, and it seems to be the prevailing minhag, right, is because the goyim must keep on us. So as Rabbi Neuberger pointed out, he said that what's the reason why they light the minhag Yerushalayim? Because it appears that that minhag that we light nowadays, right, let's call it a takana, that Chazal made to light indoors, that never reached Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, they were never scared, and they never, this is what they did. This is what they did. And therefore, if you light outside, so then what heter do you have? He says, I don't see how a person could do this. Right? So this is maybe different from Eretz Yisrael. And then he quotes in the next paragraph, in the name of the Chassam Sofer, that he also didn't make a bracha, and it doesn't bring his reason, but it's gotta be, the reason's the same as mine. Lahadle continued with Gemara, there's a lot of reasons that don't apply anymore. Chassam Sofer didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, and how can it be? So he says, basically he goes through and he says that even in, he says, Lefit Varena, the Asim Tikkun Lavarach Besa Knesset, so why? To write the call echad lishatik v'hadlaka. Ba'alu she'ein madlikin b'chutz o b'chalon. Right. So what do we do? Obviously, Rav Sternbach had an interesting outlook because he spent a lot of time. He was also the chief rabbi of Johannesburg, so he knew what was going on. So he understands why we light. So you still have to light. So he says that you don't make a bracha. So it happens to be that this not making a bracha isn't a crazy thing. It happens to be the Shibulei Halakhot also quotes this, and he says that even though today the establishment is to light in shul, and this is the establishment, and there's no question about it with a bracha, and that's what everybody should do, my Rebbe didn't do it, and I don't do it either. And we don't do it because, he says, you don't need a bracha. It's not, you're not disturbing the minhag of lighting in a shul with make a bracha. Just, because you don't make a bracha doesn't mean that it's like nothing, right? This is what we give a little plug for Yom HaSmut. So people say, oh, if you're not making a bracha on challah, then what are you making challah for? So what's the answer? The answer is, go back to our Svardim. Do the Svardim say on Chati Hallel, they don't say a bracha, but do they say Hallel? Yes. Why? They say it's not really Hallel? No. They say it's Hallel, but there's times you don't make a bracha on Hallel. So to here, you can light, and you can still have Pesumei Nisa, but you don't make a bracha. So if bracha Fahakel, we have, okay. So, that's another possibility. So what's interesting is that happened to be there. Rabbi Neuberger quoted the Sheil Shushu's Az Nidburu. The Sheil Shushu's Az Nidburu was written by Rabbi Silber, which I believe is still alive, is a Rav in B'nai Brak. And he's a contemporary of Rav Sternbach as well. So he says that he quotes Rav Sternbach and he says, I don't understand why, how Rav Sternbach could say that. And he says as Barur that it's very clear to me that this is very similar to Halal and Rosh Chodesh, that we make a bracha, you can make a bracha on a minhag, how can you take away this bracha on a minhag just because some places do certain things, and you should. And he said, in fact, even if you say it's such a high minhag that even the Svardim, Rav Avadi Yosef, Paskins, that you make a bracha on this minhag, even though by Rosh Chodesh you don't. So it must be something pretty amazing about lighting. So a few other horrors on this, when we're lighting in shul, and we'll get to the party in a second, is the following thing interesting point. The Minchas Yitzchak with Dayan Weiss, who was from England, and then he was the chief rabbi of the Badats in Eretz Yisrael. So he says that if you look in the Shulchan Aruch later on, Tav Resh Ayin Hey, in Siv Gimel, what does it say? It says that, so he discusses the following question. Question is like this. Question is, we're not really sure what's going on here with the bracha, right? So I have a great idea for you. The idea is to light alidei katam, right? Why? How can you light alidei katam? We say generally you don't. So the Shulchan Aruch says Tofresh Ayin Hey Sid Gimel a katan shegi lechinuch, right? This is also halacha. We hold this way. He's supposed to light, right? So we, even though generally the father should be yosei, no, the kid should light, right? Friday night, your son wants to make kiddush. So we don't say that your son should make kiddush with you. No, okay, he wants to make kiddush chinuch, fine. But here, the child should light if he's the Gila Chinuch. It says, but he's not Yotzi other people. So if we say that the reason why you light in the shul is why? is not, is because of Pesumei Nisa, you're not being Yotze anyone anyway, so if he should be able to light, then it shouldn't be a problem. Right, so if the reason is Orphim, it's definitely a problem. Therefore, Rabbi White says, it's not so Pashut. He says then, also there's an Indian called Kavadat Sibor, that because of Kavadat Sibor, we generally don't allow Ketanim to do things, right? There's certain things that happens to be that Ketanim, there used to be times where they would lane even, they would learn the Mafia, for sure the Mafia. Right, well, my father says he laned, certain shuls allowed it, he laned when he was, when before his bar mitzvah, he would lane. But they say that it's covered at Sibor, so certain things they don't allow Ketanim to do. So, this Shale's Jews, we quoted as Nibiru, so he says also here, the Makam Sarach Gadol, maybe we could be Mahakel, if you're really not sure, so on and so forth, maybe this is a better thing. So let's go to our Shale about the party. So, before the party, let me just get to how long does it have to light in shul? How long does a person have to light it, right? So it's a big problem in shuls. So the problem is that what happens in a shul where they light, as we said, 4:45 they light, they finish Mayruf, now it's 5 o'clock, and it hasn't certainly lit a half hour. It doesn't matter if it lit a half hour because it's not 5:20 yet. So what happens as far as blowing out the candles? So if you have a shamish, so he can wait if he wants. What happens is the guy's not going to wait. So we hold it just that, you know, sakana, right? You don't leave candles, stop burning in a shul. That's not the smart thing. But Goyim maybe would like that, but we don't do that. So there are many that say this is a very big problem, that you have to light it. Not only should you light it for 30 minutes, you should light it as long. Well, how can you not light it? This is quoted, the Rav Vosner quotes this, that you have to. In fact, the Magen Avraham says, this is unbelievable, Tav Resh Ayin, he says that you should light it, Neiros v'Veis Knesset, Dolkim at Hatzos. Right? This is a mitzvah. He says, in the Beit HaMikdash, what did they do? What do you think? The Kohen Gadol says, you know what? I'm retiring. I'm going to sleep now. And he blows out the thing? Of course not. Of course not. The whole Mace of Hanukkah wasn't that they would lit the candles then at night. They said, okay, let's, you know, no, is that it always was lit? Okay. But the Baruch Hashem, we have a Poisek, a modern day Poisek, Shel Shuz Ruvah Safrayim, an unbelievable Sefer as well. Rabbi Ephraim Grunwald, Rabbi Ephraim Grunblatt, Greenblatt, so he's from Memphis, Tennessee, right? I'm sorry that Mr. Schild isn't here. From Memphis, Tennessee, from around that area. So, come on. So, I'm glad you all got my joke. So, right, he's from Memphis, Tennessee, but he's a big, very Abu well regarded. He's quoted in Piskei Tshuva. So Piskei Tshuva says that he writes, Bitzorch Godol, so you can blow it out. Okay, so let's go to our Shaila. Let's just finish off with what we do with parties and all these different things. So it happens to be that when it comes to these different parties, so it appears to be somewhat problematic. So when I asked at that time, back to my story, so when he asked for Rav Aaron Soloveitchik what I should do, so first of all, there were many parameters why it was a problem. One of them was my office, so at 5:30 already, the office starts closing, people leave. So they wanted to light at 5 o'clock. So it was a fourth date anyway. So we realized that we probably would anyway, they would probably blow out the candles at it anyway. Anyway, the Rav Aaron said that he doesn't see that you should do it. You certainly shouldn't make a bracha. And so I said to him, but what about Lubavitch? They make a bracha. That wasn't probably the smartest thing to say. He says he thinks it's a very big problem that they make a bracha. There's a machlokas, by the way, about Pesumei Nisa, which is an interesting machlokas, whether Pesumei Nisa, in this specific inyan, does it apply to Jews and non-Jews alike? So machlokas, people say in the name of the Rav that the Rav held that it did. Rav Aaron said that it didn't. That he didn't think it held by Goyim that there's an inyan of Pesumei Nisa. The question is, not no pun intended, but if we're supposed to be an Or LaGoyim, right? We're supposed to show them the right way. So maybe that's one of the reasons. Maybe we should have them. But if that's not the reason, he says they're lighting it. So who Rav Goyim are going to see it? So what's the big deal? He didn't like the idea of having with a bracha. And the only thing that he did quote, which was unbelievable, that he knew this, that Yalkut Yosef, Rav Adi Yosef, quotes not in the Tshuva, but when he writes his Hanagas, the Halachas. So he says that what's the only heter, and you'll understand what this heter is. If you in this, he's saying at a party. If you're at a party and they want a light, so just make sure you daven mincha before and you daven ma'ariv after. Therefore, it's a quasi shul. You have your zechel hamikdash, you have your little shul, whatever. That's okay. So it just happened to be that we happen to have the 12 frum people that daven, sometimes not the frum people, we always would have a minyan for mincha. That night they said, you know, we should, well, what happened, there was a crazy thing, but one of the people that was in the ministry of defense was this chassid. I won't understand until today. Long white beard, right, everybody else was with the kippah sugah. He had a long white beard, he was a chassid, he went every morning to, even in America, he went to mikveh every morning, and he comes in and he goes, you want to light the Chanukah candles with the bracha, all you have to do is daven ma'ariv. Right? That's what he said. I understood what he was saying. So it happens to be that they're going back to our Rabbi Silver. So the Shalos Chuz Ad Nidbaru says that maybe there's a makom to say that we can make a bracha. However, a person should be careful. The Yaakov Yosef says, I told you about davening. The person should be careful. As the Piskei Chuz points out, that when they have these mass lightings, i.e., he says, so he quotes, he says that there are places outside of Eretz Yisrael that do these mass lightings because they're afraid that a lot of people aren't going to be lighting, so what's the reason why it's mutter? So he says, because they're not yotzei in this way, at least they'll be yotzei a little bit. So you want to say, so I'll take upon myself saying a bracha, so that hundreds of people can be yotzei the mitzvah, fine. But he said the only problem is that then you have to ask the next shaila, are you yotzei with a microphone? Okay, it's another shaila. That should be the biggest problem. That people say you go to Michael. So he says, no, it's okay. He goes, make sure that the people with lighting, so he should be near people that have to be yotze the mitzvah. So what are they going to do? They're going to go up on the cherry picker with him. Okay, whatever. But we see that there happens to be a makom that there are people who say that it's not a mamash abrach lebasal. There are those that say that a person can light and it's persimonisa. Clearly, though, in Bergenfeld, in town hall, when I believe it's bulbs, so there, nobody's going to make a bracha. You don't have a problem with that. But in these town hall things, in this thing, maybe it is actually, I would say even better, that maybe it is even pursuing Nisa, as I did, in my case, is that I went over to the people and I explained to them, and I said to them, this is not the proper way of lighting. You are not Yosei properly. And it happened to be a lot of the people who were not yet from said, you're right, of course you can't light. If you're going home and lighting, of course not. We know you have to go home and make a bracha. And on the other hand, people shouldn't think that are going to the Lubavitch and go, you know what, we were going to light in our house, but we don't have to today. They don't know any better. So that's a sad to say, or to go to town hall and to say, Mayor Bloomberg, you should know what the halacha is. We don't light here. You shouldn't be yotzei with this. This isn't the proper way. We should light pursuing nisa. Maybe there is a little bit of a mitzvah pursuing nisa, but you don't have to make a bracha. A bracha doesn't make the. We say halacha osei mitzvah. We don't say habracha osei mitzvah.
Not even shazanisim.
Right. So shazanisim, just to end off. So shazanisim also. So there's a big shaila about shazanisim, right? Especially on the first night. So we don't have a problem this year because it's Friday night, so people are going to be here already, but no, it is a problem. So what does a person do who was home already, and he said Shechianu, and now he comes to shul and says two Shechianus? How can you do that? Shechianu is, why don't we say Shechianu every night? It's for the first night, it's for the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. So can he say Shechianu two times? Who's he being Yotzei? That's a problem. Shasanisim, so Shasanisim is not as big as a problem. Maybe you could say it more than once. So we say very simply that he could say Shechianu twice. Why? Just like he says Shechianu by Kiddush. We don't say he can't say that. There are those Achronim who say, no, you shouldn't say Shechianu. Just so you know, there are Achronim who say you shouldn't say Shechianu. Okay. And it could be a possibility too. That there are different levels, or maybe this is a different Shechianu. Okay, there could be too, that the Shechianu says, sure, it's different, whatever. Okay, so what we saw is that whatever the three reasons are, Zeichel and Mikdash, Mesumei Nisa, so that people understand what the brachas are, there is an inyan to certainly light in shul, there's no question about it. It appears the overwhelming majority say that you should make a bracha on it, and lighting in parties and town halls and those other types of things, it's preferable not to say a bracha. It's nice to light too, because you become a kind Mesumei Nisa. What we should be Zeichel from this year is that we should be able to go back to Yerushalayim and light properly, everybody light outside, so we don't have these problems, and then in Mirtz Hashem, light with a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash from the Heruv Yamin.